Hey everyone, and welcome back to your daily Linux and open source news show. Today we'll start by talking about Ubuntu. And I already talked previously about the Ubuntu App Center working on adding local deb package installation capabilities. And it looks like it is now the case for every Ubuntu user who has access to this App Center thing. I think it was introduced in 23.10, so basically the latest two versions of Ubuntu should now have this ability. Now, you could already install debs from the repos using this tool, but you could not just download a deb package, double-click it, and install it by default on Ubuntu. Ubuntu didn't have any tool pre-installed that lets you do that, which was kind of weird. Now, Ubuntu is beginner-friendly again. No one will have to look online to learn how they can install Google Chrome, Steam, Discord, or Slack on Ubuntu, when it should always have been as simple as double-clicking the deb that these companies and these developers offer on their website. Now, since the App Center is a snap, it should be auto-updated in the background, so anyone who has access to it should also have gained this feature. Unfortunately, you cannot yet uninstall an application from the App Center if you installed it through a local deb, so there is still a little work to do here, but the biggest hurdle is now over. I guess they initially wanted to prevent people from doing that for security reasons, because obviously downloading a deb package from any website and installing it this way is not the most secure thing you can do on Linux. The initial App Center that they used, it was a community project, it did support this, so Ubuntu developers intentionally removed that functionality, probably for security reasons. But plenty of developers don't seem to want to move away from this installation method, so Ubuntu kinda had to walk that policy back. It looks like Mozilla is now firing on all cylinders to try and add some new features to Firefox. Version 1.28 was released a few days ago with the ability to translate specific sections of text in a web page using the context menu. You could also translate the text for a link. They also added recent searches and trending searches on Google to the suggestions that appear when you click on the URL bar. And you can also now play protected content from video streaming websites, stuff that uses DRM, when you're using private browsing mode. On top of that, they've now pushed 1.29 to the beta channel, and it adds an improved reader view, the thing that lets you just basically turn a normal website into something that sort of looks like a book with images in it, and it's a good way to get rid of a lot of the ads that websites have, or just make things more readable. They added options to let you set character spacing, word spacing, text alignment in this reader view. They also added support for themes, which lets you change the contrast of the page, the colors, and various things like that. Firefox will also add support for more CSS properties and new methods that should make using GPU-accelerated web apps a bit better. So it's really good to see Firefox getting some more love and some more features. I've been feeling like this browser had been a bit stagnant in the past year. I still have some performance and compatibility issues on a few websites, but at least the renewed focus on trying to bring relatively interesting and browser-related features gives me confidence that they're not just giving up, because I would really hate having to move to a Chromium-based browser and reinforcing that Google monopoly. Valve is now refining their game recording feature in the latest Steam beta. The clip editing feature that lets you, well, edit what you've recorded of your gaming session, this feature has been improved a bit. It's easier now to play something back, to add markers along the timeline, and to decide where the clip begins and where it ends. You will also be able to save a specific frame of that clip as a Steam screenshot, and you will now get a warning if game recording was turned off because you're prioritizing broadcasting and you cannot really use your computer to do everything at once. The minimum background recording time has also been increased to 15 minutes. Now, judging from some comments, this game recording feature is still not hardware accelerated when using an NVIDIA GPU, so it's probably a less appealing solution than using OBS for NVIDIA users, because it does mean that using the Steam game recording feature will use your CPU and will probably have a strong performance hit on the game that you're playing, whether using OBS and NVENC would just grab frames from the GPU directly, and it has a much lesser impact. But for everyone that is not using an NVIDIA GPU, it's shaping up to be a pretty solid, well-integrated feature that doesn't require you to configure an entire new tool. Nick from 3 years ago would have loved this thing for my Linux gaming channel that I used to run in the days. Then again, it never really did attract any kind of audience, so maybe it's for the best that this didn't exist at the time. And finally for today, the GNOME Extensions website is currently undergoing a big redesign. If you know about this extensions website, you know it's not really the best way to look for and install GNOME extensions. It looks really, really old, it's not really showcasing what extensions do very well, and the install feature that you can use through your browser to automatically add the extensions from the website has been completely surpassed by the Extension Manager app, which is a much better option to handle all of this. Now, the new website will have a more App Store-like layout compared to what it has today. You'll get a homepage that showcases a lot more extensions, you'll get a new, last updated and popular extension section on that webpage, and you'll get better extension listing pages, better search criteria as well, and you'll get bigger screenshots in the listings, an improved layout. All of this is still mostly proposals, it's a work in progress, you cannot browse this website just yet, there's no specific date for this revamp, but it's a much nicer looking experience judging from the screenshots that OMG Ubuntu shared. I think personally, even with a giant redesign, I would still stick to the Extension Manager app if I was still on GNOME, if only because it doesn't require a browser plugin to install extensions, and it also combines all the extensions you've installed, a link to their options and settings, and the extension store and search field in the same place. But if people are going to look online for specific extensions or extension pages, you might as well make sure that they look good, because the current website really doesn't make it look like this thing is gonna run very well or is gonna work at all. The image it conveys is not that great. Okay, so this will conclude today's episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. As always, thank you all for supporting what I do. Thank you to all the newcomers who joined after my little YouTube community post yesterday. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you will enjoy, well, these daily episodes and the Patreon cast as well that you'll get next Monday. So thanks for listening, and I guess you'll hear me in the next one on Monday. Bye!